I was standing back there thinking, this is my 11th ministry night. And I have seen many lives changed on these nights. I've seen the Spirit of God do wonderful things. I was in the cafeteria earlier, just saying hi to a table of guys, and one of them said, so are we going to ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit tonight? And in a word, yes. That is our intention. Not that the Holy Spirit hasn't been working this whole retreat. Holy Spirit has been very active in your lives during this retreat. Already, opening our eyes to the glories of the cross, opening our eyes to God's Word, helping us experience meaningful fellowship with people, helping us to laugh together, encouraging us in our desire to know and love and honor Jesus Christ. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. He has already been at work. And I want you to know that I and countless others have been praying for you, not only for this evening, but for this entire retreat, that Jesus Christ would become more precious to you. It's true. When Dave asked me if I would come and speak, every time I have the opportunity to address your generation, I just think this is an honor. This is a privilege. I want to spend the rest of my life doing just this. Because what I've learned in the years I've been alive is that Jesus Christ is worth giving everything for. That He is a glorious Savior. And anything I can do to help impart that to the next generation, I want to do. Just a little thing we're going to touch on tonight is 1 Corinthians 12. So I want to prepare us for what I believe God wants to do tonight. In the Old Testament, many of you may be aware that God poured out a Spirit on specific people at specific times for specific activities. Moses, Samson, the priests, the prophets. But He prophesied through the prophet Joel that there would come a day when He would pour out His Spirit on all flesh, on all His people. And this is the prophecy that was repeated in the New Testament in Acts 2, when Peter was explaining to the crowds who had gathered on the day of Pentecost what was going on. Acts 2, 17 and 18, he says, he's quoting Joel, "And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, on your sons and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants in those days, I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy." That promise was for the day of Pentecost, and that promise is for now. It's God's unchanging word, His unchanging purpose to have a people who are filled with His Spirit. Now, I want to make one thing clear. We worship a triune God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. And it's not like tonight the Father and the Son are sitting back going, hey, why is the Holy Spirit getting all the attention tonight? The Holy Spirit was given by the Father and the Son for the purpose of magnifying Jesus Christ for the glory of the Father. It is God with us. Jesus is not with us in the flesh, so He left so He could send His Spirit. And God, the Holy Spirit, desires to work in our lives. And everything that takes place in our lives that is good is the work of the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to look at a specific passage, as I mentioned, in 1 Corinthians 12, where Paul is trying to help the Corinthians understand what the Spirit does. I'm going to read verses 1 through 7 and then share a few thoughts on it. He says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to mute idols, however you were led. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says Jesus is accursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. How many would like to be empowered by God tonight? Raise your hand. Okay, good. That's what God wants to do. Listen to the next verse. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Now that's the verse I want to focus on. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Because, you know, over time, these ministry nights develop an aura. Like, oh, the ministry night. And almost, and I don't think this happens as much maybe as it used to, but there can be the sense that, well, everything in the retreat is just kind of, you know, build up for the ministry night. And that's not the way to think about how God works. God is wanting to take every opportunity to affect us, to open our eyes, to soften our hearts, to make us realize how great the Savior is. And this is just one more opportunity that He wants to do it. To each, the manifestation of the Spirit, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To each. If you're a Christian, God wants to give you gifts. If you're not a Christian, God wants to give you the gift of salvation. But God has gifts specifically designed for you. Each one of us. He knows your name. He knows your thoughts. He knows your circumstances, your situation. He knows where you feel hopeless. He knows where you feel weak. He knows your temptations. And He wants to give you gifts. He wants to empower you. No one needs to walk away from tonight responding to the question, well, what happened? Well, God didn't do anything. Oh, no. God's going to do a lot. And the question is, are our eyes open to see it? Are our hearts open to receive it? To each, everyone. Is given the manifestation of the Spirit. Manifestation means you can see it. There's an evidence of it. But it doesn't look the same in everyone. Did you see in that passage we read how it says there are varieties three times? There are varieties of gifts. There are varieties of service. There are varieties of activities. There's variety. We're not all the same. It's like on Christmas when I have six kids. When our kids, well, three at home now, but when our kids and grandkids and everybody gathers together, we don't give them all the same thing. Okay, everybody, here's a golf club. You know, I mean, my sons would be thrilled, but my 12-year-old daughter would not be very excited. God's the same way with us. He doesn't give us all the exact same gifts. He doesn't work exactly the same way in each one of us. So we don't need to be looking around going, oh, well, man, they got like the gift of prophecy and I never seem to hear God speak. And God, why didn't you give me that gift? Why don't you love me? Why do I just feel so distant from God? We don't need to think that because God has specific gifts designed for us, for our situation, for our circumstances. It's not determined by our personality or temperament, and it's going to look different ways. Some of you will receive the gift of tongues tonight. Some of you will receive the gift of prophecy. Some of you, I believe, God wants to heal. I believe God wants to save some people tonight, bring them into the kingdom. Some of you will laugh. Some of you will cry. Some of you will experience peace. Some of you will experience boldness. And no one's going to experience all of that. We're a body. We're made up of many parts. And God gives to each the manifestation of the Spirit. It may be for you stepping out and praying for someone rather than standing around just kind of feeling sorry for yourself. Actually stepping out and praying for someone could be the manifestation of the Spirit because you've never done that before. It could be staying engaged the entire time we're here. Staying focused and attention and involved. That could be a powerful manifestation of the Spirit. And I believe the Spirit wants to do much more than that. But for some of us, that would be bordering on the miraculous. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For the common good. Some of us, when we start thinking about the gifts of the Spirit, we just go self-centered. We just think, what am I going to get? What's in it for me? How will I feel? What will this do for me? And that's not the Spirit's focus. That's not God's focus. God says, I want to give you gifts for the common good so that everybody, so that people around you will benefit. Now, you'll be blessed when you get a gift. You'll be blessed, but it's so that others will be blessed as well. Now, the gifts we're given are meant to do two things. They're meant to build up those around us. As it says here, they're given to us for the common good. It might be a gift like a prophetic impression where you're praying for someone and a thought comes into your mind that you feel the Lord wants to encourage them with. And you know, you could just sit there and think, wow, God's speaking to me. This is really cool. I'm hearing the voice of God. This is just, and not say anything. That's not the Spirit's intention. Spirit's intention is for you to hear that and then to step out and share that thought with the person. That's receiving that gift for the common good. But there's another reason that God's Spirit gives us gifts, and that is to exalt the glory of Jesus Christ, as you've been hearing about the entire retreat. To exalt the Savior. And Paul refers to that in verse 3 of chapter 12. He says, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says Jesus is accursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants every one of us to know that Jesus is the Lord. The Lord God. And we can't know that apart from the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. Growing up in a Christian home isn't the same as being a Christian. Knowing a lot of things about Jesus Christ isn't the same as knowing Jesus Christ. And it is only through the power of the Spirit that we're able to know Him and love Him and desire to bring glory to Him. That came home to me quite powerfully recently when I was talking to a sister of someone who works at Sovereign Grace. She's 20 years old. I'm going to call her Robin. Robin was raised in a Christian home. She has a godly older sister, 20 years old, but for the last 3 to 4 years, she has rebelled. She has done drugs. She has been to immorality. She has been drinking, basically flung herself headlong into the world. Well, I talked with her recently, had the opportunity to talk with her for about half an hour. And she said, I asked her, how'd you come out of this? Because she left what she was doing and is now with her parents. She said, well, it was 8 a.m. one morning. I had been up all night doing things I shouldn't do. And I just said, my life has got to change. So she called her parents, is now at home with them. She said, I thought about suicide, but the thing that kept me from doing it was I didn't know if I was saved. And I said, well, wasn't it merciful of God to reveal that to you on this side rather than on the other side? And wasn't it merciful of God that you are at the place now where you're removed from your surroundings and you're able to hear the truth? Make sure that you, and before I could finish the sentence, she said, take advantage of this time. I said, yeah. Yeah, make sure you take advantage of this time. She said her goal was to be happy. She wanted to be happy without depending on those other things. And I said, you know, let me refine that for you. I don't think that's going to help you if you just want to be happy, not depending on those other things. Because if you just want to be happy, you're still in control. God has something better for you. He wants you to be happy in Him. He wants you to be happy in Jesus Christ. Because that's why you were created, to bring glory to Jesus Christ. And she looked at me and she said, I'm not ready for that. She finally said, you know, we got to stop talking. I'm going to cry. It takes the Holy Spirit to exalt Jesus Christ. We need His power. We need His gifts. We need Him. So we have gathered tonight to ask God to fill us with His Spirit. He is real. He is God, and He deserves our praise and our worship and our lives. But we need Him to worship Him. We need Him to follow Him. That's why we ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So, three things we're going to focus on as we pray. First, we're going to ask. Jesus says in Luke 11, what father among you, if a son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, we'll give him a scorpion. If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? We aren't asking a begrudging Father. Father, please, 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 please give us your Spirit. Please. It's not like He's resistant or reluctant. He desires to pour out His Spirit on those who ask. It's expressing our need for God to work in us and our total inability to follow Him without His doing that work in us. And we can ask Him for very specific things. We can ask Him to reveal Christ to us, to move on our hearts, to turn our hearts of stone into hearts of flesh, to free us from the fear of man, to give us boldness, to increase our passion for Jesus Christ, to make us holy, to help us to pray, to help us have consistent times with the Lord, to help us overcome sin, to give us a greater love for Him. Ask for gifts that will help you best serve others for the Savior's glory. If there's a weakness in your life, it's preventing God from being glorified in that area. So ask God to help you. So we're going to ask. If you've received the gift of tongues, pray in the Spirit. God knows what you need. And the Spirit knows and will help you pray. We want to ask. We want to respond in faith. Now, our response is best going to be seen outside of this retreat, isn't it? The Holy Spirit really wants to work through us next Tuesday morning or next Friday morning or sometime next week when we're feeling like anything but a Christian. That's when the Holy Spirit wants to remind us, oh no, I am with you. God is with you. You have been redeemed for the glory of Jesus Christ. And I can enable you to live for His glory. But we can also respond in this meeting right now. God is here tonight to help us. So we want to respond in faith to what we believe God is doing. If we believe God is healing us, we want to acknowledge, I think the Lord is doing something here. If God is freeing us from the fear of man, we want to let people know, I believe that God is freeing me from that desire to have people think well of me. We can confess that. Share what you believe God is doing. That will be responding in faith to what He's doing. Sometimes, often, the filling of the Spirit is accompanied by speaking in tongues, a language that you don't know, a language that you've never spoken, but it exalts God. Responding in faith would mean opening your mouth and speaking. It may be a prophecy, going over to someone and saying, I think the Lord, or coming up to the mic, I think the Lord is saying this. All those are ways we respond in faith. We ask, we respond in faith, and third, we seek to glorify Jesus. This evening isn't so much about the Holy Spirit as it is about the Savior and Him becoming bigger in our eyes. Sometimes the Spirit works in very quiet ways. Sometimes you're more aware of what he's doing in other people around you than what he's doing in you. That's okay. It may be that he's telling you, go focus on them. Go focus on others. There's no reason for any one of us tonight, at any moment, either not to be receiving prayer or to be praying for someone. All those, both those are gifts of the Spirit. Now, we're going to sing in just a moment, and I'm going to ask a specific group of people to be identified, to identify yourselves. As the evening goes on, and we form groups who are praying for one another, let's maintain our focus. If you want to be prayed for, or if you're praying for someone, ask if there's a specific request, something, or if you have an impression that someone should be prayed for in a specific way. Pray in faith. When I say pray in faith, I mean pray like God's really hearing you and that he's really going to do something. That's all that means. It's not this, Lord, Lord bless Mary. Lord, just bless her good, Lord. Okay, that's not praying in faith. The Lord may respond to that prayer because he's merciful. But it would be believing that God hears us, that he's going to do something. And if you're listening to someone else pray, saying, yes, Lord, yes, agreeing with them. Use the word. Listen for impressions. Pray in the Spirit. And remember, the Spirit doesn't work in response to our intensity. He works in response to our faith, believing that he desires to bless us tonight based on the finished work of Christ. One thing I said to Robin, which I would say to you, is that God is always better than we think he is. No one will ever be able to say to God, I thought you were good, but you weren't as good as I expected. Oh, he is so much better than we could ever ask or imagine. He may not give you the specific gift that you hope for tonight. He may do something completely different, but his plans are much greater than ours. He is a wise father. He knows exactly what we need. So, Father, we ask you, as we pray for one another, as we look to you to speak to us and through us, we are eager to see all that you're going to do. Lord, this is a result of your promise. It's a result, Jesus, of your work, your finished atoning sacrifice, your resurrection, your ascension to your Father's right hand, where you have now poured out your Spirit on your people. And how grateful we are to receive your Spirit tonight, to be filled with your Spirit in the ways that you desire, in the ways that you have designed. So we ask that the Lord Jesus be glorified in our hearts, in our lives, in our minds, in our words, in our actions tonight. We thank you for doing that in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. When else could we gather and just look to you to do what we cannot do for ourselves? Tonight, you will do things that could affect our entire lives. So we thank you for your eagerness to meet us, to fill us, to speak to us. And that's our desire, that you be glorified in all we do.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. You made my heart. You made my heart. It's what I live for. It's what I live for. Here I am to worship you. exalted.
I was preparing for tonight, I felt the first group that we wanted to focus on are those of you who feel distant from God. Some of you are having a great time in your relationship with the Lord right now. Your days are filled with fresh evidences of His grace and His goodness and mercy. But some of you just feel really far away. Even throughout this retreat, you've just felt a little bit removed, maybe. Like, you know, this. I don't know if this is me. Feel me disconnected. And there could be a number of reasons. Could be that you've just been neglecting to spend time with the Lord. Could be you're living in unrepentant sin. Just don't want to give something up. Could be that you've been feasting at the table of the world, and so what God has to offer you doesn't seem very appealing. Could be a host of other reasons, but I believe the Spirit wants to meet you. But God gives grace to the humble. So what I'm going to do is ask you to raise your hand and say, "That's me. I would love for people to pray for me." So let's just raise your hand if that's you. Okay, and if you could gather on those people raising their hands. And if you're right next to someone else who raised their hand, why don't you spread apart a little bit. It's Still time to raise your hand, receive prayer. Just want everybody involved in a group somewhere. And it would be good for you, if you're being prayed for, just to share very briefly what you've been experiencing, and then for those around you to begin to pray for you, specifically that God's Spirit would move in your life. So let's go ahead and start then. Once you've finished praying for that individual, we'd like you to break your group up into two or three groups, preferably an adult in each group, and just begin to pray for one another individually, that God would fill us with His Spirit. Just keep our focus. It's wonderful to see God work. Someone can just identify yourself as, I'd like to be prayed for. God gives grace to the humble.
your truth, show us your love, show us your mercy. Deeper than the seas, your ever-flowing love for me. Higher than the mountain, deeper than the sea, it's your